Welcome to Reinventing You. I'm your host, Danielle Silverman. I believe that in today's world of ever-constant evolution, the only career change that matters is when what you do matches who you are and what you believe. This show is where you'll learn how embracing change and reinventing yourself will help you navigate any disruptions and lead a life of happiness and fulfillment, especially in this ever-changing world. Your purpose and your meaning will drive your personal transformation. As I like to say, it's your vision, your life. Be passionate about it. Reinventing You starts now. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are in the world. My name is Danielle Silverman, and you're listening to Reinventing You on Transformation Talk Radio, a show about what it means to pursue a career and a life that corresponds to who you are, to help you find your purpose and to live it. I believe that in today's world of ever-constant evolution, the only career change that matters is when what you do matches who you are and what you believe. Your purpose and your meaning will drive your personal transformation. It's about reinventing you. Whether you're a student just starting out in retirement or considering retirement, or if you're a midlife professional, reinventing you is the place to be. A place for you to be in touch with yourself, with others, with the community, and with the planet in a continuous effort to do better and to be better, to live your life your way with a vision that is unique to you. Each episode will address an issue or a way of looking at reinvention as a tool to redefining who you want to be and what you want to show up as in the world. Today, we have a special guest joining us to discuss her vision of what it means to live a life of purpose. Sonia Di Maulo is founder and chief reinvention officer at Harvest Performance, a reinvention consulting agency that supports emerging leaders' purpose-driven, groundbreaking ideas and helps them leave a positive impact on the world. She's also a certified reinvention practitioner and co-founder of Reinvention Canada. Can we have anybody better to start talking about reinvention? Sonia is also the award-winning author of the Ken Blanchard-endorsed book, The Apple in the Orchard. The Apple in the Orchard, which is a story about finding the courage to emerge. And this helped her develop her program, Take the Leap, Make an Impact. And it received the 2020 Award of Excellence for Outstanding Human Performance Intervention. Today, we're speaking with Sonia about her book, The Apple in the Orchard, and to find out how it's possible to make an impact in the world. We'll talk about coming alive and what it means to grow into an interconnected world and the power of courage in pursuing your dreams. I'm very excited to welcome Sonia Di Maulo to Reinventing You. Hello, Sonia.
Hello, Danielle. I'm so excited. Our paths are so beautifully intertwined, and this is just the perfect way for us to explore and share with the world.
Absolutely. Sonia, before we get started, I'm curious to know, what does it mean for you to reinvent yourself and live life your way?
That's a great question. So reinventing myself, so we're going to start personal. Reinventing myself is really to be open to learning. And that's a theme. So that's a theme of the book and the program. Because some of us, you know, we like tidy life experiences. You know, we want to know what's going to happen before we do it. And we plan ahead. And sometimes we look into the future and say, nope, it's going to turn out terribly, so I'm just not even going to try. You know, and I've been there. And so for me, to reinvent means to explore each day anew, right? And to try to remove my own biases and my own, my own stops. Try to remove those from my mind, from my vocabulary, from my interaction with others, to be able to see opportunities instead of blockages or things I'm not supposed to do or can't do or shouldn't do.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And it falls in line with being open to learning, because exactly. You're constantly learning every day if you remain open and not blocked.
That's and it, It sounds simple, but it's very difficult.
That's right. Not always easy to do. So when you, how did writing the book help you in this way? Did it help you, first of all, did it help you, you know, in this reinvention of yourself and this description that you have?
So the book was written in 2012. So it's actually the 10th anniversary.
Wow, congratulations.
Yes, just coming up in the fall, it'll be 10 years. And, you know, when I wrote the book, it was a 3-year adventure. Let's put it that way. And it was a labor of love. So did it help me with reinvention? It certainly did. It certainly did do that. But I don't think that's what I had intended it to do, right? I think in the end, it is helping me to reinvent over and over again. And, you know, sometimes I'll pick up the book and I'll read it. And I'm like, oh, who wrote that? Like, I don't think I penned it for sure. Yeah. And I had a lot of support. I had editors and I had an illustrator and I had beautiful readers. And so it was 3 years of love. But I think that it came from my purpose. It really did. And I can only say that now in hindsight. I didn't realize it at the time.
At the time, yeah.
And my, you know, the past 10 years is an excellent example of blockages. You know, so I developed sort of the methodology and the framework that comes with the book and then the program. And now the program is being explored globally. So, you know, there were lots of starts and stops along the way. And I think it did help me along the way to realize my true purpose and to fully embrace that today.
That's fantastic. Did you realize that the book would be so relevant to what is happening in the world today?
Well, that's a really good point, because for some reason, sales are up and people are joining my Facebook group that's dedicated to the book. And I haven't done really that much more than I usually do.
Wow.
So I think that's a really important question. I haven't figured it out, but I think that with the pandemic that we've had for the past few years, almost three, right? 2.5 years.
Right.
I think there's a lot of disruption in the world. I think there's a lot of chaos and people are lost. And, you know, both employers and employees, teams, organizations, you know, they're going through the motions, but they feel they want more. And I think that that's where the book comes in, because it's a simple story. It's like almost too simple as a story. Mm-hmm. And it could give you sort of that push or that urge or that encouragement that you don't have to make big changes. Like in the book, it's a big change, but you don't have to make big changes to see big results.
Right. I want you to hold that thought, because we're going into the realm of talking about what it means to live a life of purpose and meaning. But it's time to go to a break.
Oh.
So you're listening to Reinventing You with Danielle Silverman and my special guest, Sonia DiMallo. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will explore more about this fascinating topic of purpose and what Sonia calls her living legacy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara company. I've been using the Volara company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game, but did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Do you feel like love is just taking you for a ride? If you struggle to find yourself in a fulfilling romantic relationship, join me, Love Coach Mariah, in my show, Becoming Secure in Love, from push and pull to peace of mind, every second and fourth Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Discover the joy of being loved as your true, authentic self. Visit LoveCoachMariah.com for more. That's LoveCoachMariah.com.
We're back on Reinventing You with Danielle Silverman. My guest today is Sonia DiMaolo, who's talking with us about her book, The Apple in the Orchard, and her signature program, Take the Leap, Make an Impact. Before we continue, Sonia, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you. Could you give us your contact information for the listeners?
Absolutely. So the best way to contact me is through my website at www.soniadimaolo.com. But also through LinkedIn. So LinkedIn is another good avenue to reach out to me.
Excellent. So before we took the break, we were started talking about purpose and meaning. What are the leading components of living a life of purpose?
Well, there's really the number one element is self-awareness.
Yes.
And that I'm learning as more and more people go through the program is not something people do. So it's not like you wake up in the morning is like, today I will be self-aware. Yeah. And unless somebody sort of holds your hand and take you through the process, mm-hmm. it's not something that's pleasant, right? It's not something that's easy and you would not seek it out. And that's what I've learned. A lot of the participants that have completed the programs, like, Sonia, that was hard.
Yes.
And it's supposed to be hard, but it's supposed to be, as hard as it is, it's supposed to be equally fulfilling and rewarding. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the people that complete the program do have immeasurable rewards. And it's not just for the immediate, it's lifetime, because the methodology doesn't end, right? You could just keep applying it over and over right. and over again.
So your program helps people become self-aware. Is that what I'm hearing?
I think at the heart, it definitely is through the activities. And then it leads to clarity, engagement, and resilience in their lives. And I think what I tell people is that it's turning on their decision-making engine, because at the heart of it, it's how we make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do we decide to do? What we decide not to do? The people we engage with, the people we don't engage with.
Mm-hmm.
The decisions, like the minute decisions that we make every day, mm-hmm. align to our purpose. And so if we can think about it at that very small level and align our thoughts, words, and actions to our purpose, then we're consistent in our lives, and that's fulfilling to ourselves, to the people around us, and of course, has impact in the world.
Of course, and the awareness of why we are making or not making certain decisions.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's fundamental. Yes. You know, I'm consciously saying no, or I'm consciously saying yes, because it aligns to my legacy or not.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
We're going to get to your legacy.
Right.
I want to talk a little bit about the book. The main character is Red Apple, who found the courage to leave her tree and explore. She literally took the leap to another way of life. So you created a program that you were just talking about called Take the Leap, Make an Impact. Who did you create the program for?
So the program, interestingly enough, was created was the inception, I could say, was for emerging leaders. Right from the beginning. So that hasn't changed. However, the definition of emerging leaders is something that fascinates me. Because I, based on my original answer to being curious every day, I think that we are all emerging leaders every day. Right? So it's not, you know, typically we say emerging leaders for a specific age group. But I would say we're all emerging leaders because we all learn something new about ourselves, about others, about the world. And we take that information and we use it to do good, right? Ultimately, that's what it's all about. And so that's the thing that I appreciate the most in terms of being curious, taking the leap on a daily basis, not just for any age group can do that. And so in 2019, I launched the program and I called it Emerging Leaders, but I opened it to everybody and I wanted to see who would come to the party. And after a year, as we were preparing to submit the award of excellence, what I came to understand was the biggest impact was to students. So this was pre-pandemic. It was December of 2019, at the end of the first year. And we made two decisions at the end of that year. One, we would focus on students.
Yes.
And two, we would put it online.
Wow.
So 1 year later, well, we got the award for that first year. And then 1 year later, we brought it into the first university and launched it to students of all ages. Yeah. So we had various age groups. We ran it three times and then we launched a professionals program. So what I kept, you know, I kept advertising for these students and people would reach out to me and say, do you have to be a student to take this program? Like I really want it.
Yes.
I don't think there's a different way I can access this. So I listened to the people who were coming to me and we launched a professionals program, which was highly successful. And we're having another one coming up in September.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So professionals, students, emerging leaders of all ages is how I call it.
That's fantastic. So you've changed the definition of the word emerging and you've changed the definition of the word leader at the same time.
That's true. Yeah.
We're not just talking about corporate life here. We're talking about anybody.
Right. Yeah. Like a leader of yourself.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of people don't associate with emerging leaders. They're either like, I have a lot of people in their 50s and 60s saying, I'm not emerging. But they are.
Right? They're emerging into a different kind of life. Absolutely.
Exactly. Yes. I have people who are, you know, younger in their 20s and they're like, I'm not a leader. But you are. Yeah.
They are. Absolutely.
Yeah.
They are all reinventing themselves.
That's right? Correct. At the heart, that's exactly what it is.
Right. So this is all absolutely beautiful. And we're going to talk about, we're going to show the information. If anybody wants to register for this upcoming program in September, I think they have until September 17th to register. So I wish you a ton of luck with that. I think it's going to be extraordinary. How long is it? How long is the program?
It's 6 weeks.
Wow. Okay.
6 weeks seems to be the magic number.
Okay.
And there are some bonuses. Okay. So I've extended the bonuses for the listeners of your show.
Fantastic.
And the bonuses are quite extraordinary because it includes 6 months of support.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So what I've come to learn is that it's not a 6 weeks, you know?
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know, you get thrown into the deep end.
Yep.
And then you emerge hopeful, but you do need some support along the way. So
support
is very helpful. Yep.
Great idea. Wow. The things you learn when you actually do things, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Right. And people are asking me, you know, can we have some support ongoing? Yes. So I'm a little bit behind, but yeah, it'll be officially launched with the professionals program in September. And we will have lots of people joining these monthly sessions for support.
Okay. What do you call a professional?
Also a good question. So interestingly, when we ran it for the first time in the wintertime, we're looking at, I guess, mid-career professionals, mm-hmm. And or anyone who feels compelled to do something different and they need an award-winning framework and community support to do it. So it's something that's proven. We've run it for years. We understand how it works. I've got a team of peer mentors who've been through the program, and they're exceptional. And so there's lots of support along the way. So I think that it's not for new career.
Okay.
Right. But I would say, you know, anywhere between, you know, 3 years and more, that's great. Okay. We had more seasoned professionals in our first run. Okay. But I would say anybody that's had at least 3 to 5 years experience in corporate life would be excellent.
That's extraordinary. And first of all, I have to apologize for the noise that's in the background.
I love it.
This is what's called being natural, right?
Exactly.
The dog is in crate, but he hears my voice, so I guess
I know.
I'm happy. I'm sorry about that.
Excellent.
So this is fantastic because professionals of any age, and I'm willing to bet that when you bring together professionals of littler experience and a lot of experience, there's a lot of wonderful exchange that's going on.
Oh, you hit the nail on the head right there.
Yeah.
The interaction between the people who were in the program in September, in the winter, they're still getting together.
Oh, wow.
Like they just supported each other and got really deep with each other. So when you go through that with other people, you tend to want to continue. So they're continuing without me because they're like, we just love each other so much and we feel there could be such benefit.
And they've got their own support then.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And so these people are going to be the ambassadors of our own follow-up program because it was them that decided, you know, we need to continue. And they kept telling me, you know, we need something.
Right.
And it's true. You know, even though we have an online community of alumni who've taken the program, and that's, you know, there's lots of beautiful discussion that goes on in there. It's sometimes not enough. Like you need to actually verbalize what's going on to be able to understand what to do next.
Yes. And so in the program, you talk about creating a living legacy, right? So what do you mean by that? What do you mean when you speak about a living legacy?
It is an oxymoron. A lot of people are confused by it, but intrigued as well. So we all know the word legacy, which means, you know, you leave your legacy behind after you die. Mm-hmm. So that's all great and dandy. However, there's no use to ourselves, others, and the world after we're dead that we're living this for. Like we live our whole lives just to die and leave a legacy. Like that just felt wrong to me.
Right.
So by adding the word living to the legacy, mm-hmm. it is something we craft every day.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually has three parts to the definition. So part one is part one is the thoughts, words, and actions you do on a daily basis for yourself.
For yourself.
For yourself. For yourself first. So it's a bit of a selfish aspect.
Yes.
The second one is the same, the thoughts and words and actions for others.
Yes.
So how others will remember you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third is the legacy you leave behind when you are no longer there. So these are the benefits of all of that stuff that you've done every day, the benefits that you leave when you're no longer there, meaning you're not in the same room, you're not in the same role, you're not in the same organization, you're not in the same team, not in the same project. So what are people continuing to say about you and how do you feel about your contribution?
Right.
So those are the three aspects, and we help people craft a living legacy statement and then a living legacy plan.
A living legacy?
Plan.
Plan. Okay, that's why they need support for 6 months, I suppose, because
yeah.
it gets very involved.
It is very involved, yeah.
So, but there's something more to the living legacy. I think you mentioned it to me once before.
Ah, I'm not sure.
Well, you said it has to, there are some qualities.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. When we work on the living legacy statement, it really has to accomplish three things. The first thing it has to accomplish, like, you know, you got it right if you check mark these three things. The first one is it has to excite you.
Wow.
Like, you got to feel so excited. Right. Right. Like, that's the inner purpose. Like, something's lit inside of you.
Yes.
The second one is you are completely terrified. So if you're excited and terrified, you're on the right path. And then the third aspect is it has to be in service to others.
I love that. Yeah. I love that, in service to others. What happens if people are afraid of being terrified by this thing?
Afraid of being terrified.
Yes, I know, that's an oxymoron too.
I like that. It, you know, for some people it does come easy. For some it's very, very difficult. So with myself and the peer mentors, we help you craft something. Okay. You know, and once they write it, we do the test. You know, is it exciting to you? Is it terrifying to you? And most of the times, you know, the people who actually take the time to do it properly, they say yes on all counts, right? And some of them are more focused on themselves. So we help them redefine it because they feel more comfortable sticking their own personal need. And so the third one is very important, which is in service to others. Mm-hmm. When we crack the code and we figure out, no, that's your living legacy, they're like, oh yeah, that's exactly it. So sometimes it's there, but by talking to someone else, it becomes real. And in reflecting back what they're saying, they get to understand that that indeed is what they are trying to do. They just, the mindset is just off a little bit.
Right. So, it's interesting because that's where the awareness comes in, I guess, is that they absolutely, and they get to reflect on what they've been doing, which brings me to a question, because I read the beautiful the preface that Michelle Holliday wrote for your book. And she talked about reflective practices that allow us to tune in to our instincts, our inspirations, and so that we can know deeply what it is that we need to contribute, right? Speaking of, it has to be in service to others. What are some of those reflective practices, and do you go through them in your program?
Oh, yes. So, you know, I just finished a program with graduate students, and, you know, these aren't just your ordinary graduate students. They're actually professionals as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one woman... she says, you know, you asked questions and I needed at least 3 days to fully understand what exactly the questions were asking me. And then, you know, start to formulate some sort of responses to them. So it really is, you know, a practice of answering questions you've never potentially thought about answering. And one gentleman, actually, he's, you know, at the time, this is pre-pandemic, we were live in class, and, you know, it was 2 days. And the second day, he comes back to class and he says, I didn't sleep all night, he says to me. He says, you've asked me questions I've never even thought about. I didn't even think they could exist, that I should be asking myself these questions. And I talked to my wife about it, and she couldn't sleep either. So I call it the light switch. So when you hear these questions in reflective practice, it's as if the light switch goes on.
Yeah.
But there's no off switch. So it stays on, right? And there's no end. You know, even the program has an end, of course.
Yes.
The reflective practice doesn't turn off. I had another woman who says to me, Sonia, I feel like now when I walk through life, I have this full length mirror right in front of me that's reflecting back all of my actions, words, and thoughts.
Wow.
And it's jarring, you know.
It must be jarring when somebody says that to you. Sonia, I want us to continue reflecting. We're going to go into another break and we'll be right back. I'm Danielle Silverman, and you're listening to Reinventing You on Transformation Talk Radio. When we come back, Sonia will explain to us how organizations can take the leap and reinvent themselves to thrive in today's world. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's time to tap into your divine self through angelic guidance. Join your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts in the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can, airing every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn from four of the best angel empowerment practitioners in the field. Together, they will share experiential teachings and offer live, on-air professional angel card readings and much more. For more information, visit CindySmithAEP.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you struggling with truly being happy in life? Do you often question who you really are? I'm Tracy Lynn Wallace, a self-love mentor and life coach who can help you identify and access subconscious blocks to move you into a place of freedom, success, and happiness. Visit inspiredwisdomcoaching.com to sign up for my VIP list and get updates on my exclusive workshops so you can awaken your magic within. That's inspiredwisdomcoaching.com.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the nine freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Hi, everybody. We're back. Danielle Silverman, Sonia DiMaolo is here with me today talking about reinvention and how taking a leap and defining your living legacy can help you redefine who you are and what you do. But first, I want to introduce you to Theo, who has been making all the noise in the background. I apologize for that. He's only 6 months old, and so he doesn't like being alone and hearing my voice in the next room. So we're going to leave him on the floor and hope that he's quiet. So we're back, Sonia. It occurs to me, among all the other things that we also talk about, that you work a lot with organizations as well. So how do these concepts apply? How can organizations reinvent so that they can survive and thrive in today's complex world?
That's a really nice question. Organizations ultimately are made up of individuals. So the model that I use, it literally starts with the individual. And then encompasses teams, mm-hmm. So individual teams, organization.
Right.
And what I notice is that organizations have a purpose, they have values,
mm-hmm.
they have a vision,
mm-hmm.
right? This is commonplace.
Yes.
They all have this. Teams and individuals also have this, but there's not a practice in creating it as formally, mm-hmm. as powerfully as organizations do. Mm-hmm. So that's where I come in. So I help the individual determine their purpose. I help leaders and HR professionals encourage their employees to verbalize and develop their purpose, mm-hmm. so that we can connect that and align it to the team.
Yes.
And to the organization. Teams that have living legacies. Yes, it's a thing. So I help teams create living legacies.
That's phenomenal.
And then each person creates their own personal living legacy, and then the team creates their living legacy. Yeah. And it aligns to the organization, creates motivated, engaged, clear individuals and teams, yeah. that help fulfill the organizational purpose. Right. So it really is a missing link that I'm noticing. And just a couple of months ago, when an HR professional says, I'm going to ask that question as part of onboarding. Like, great, you go ahead. Oh. Yeah, go ahead and ask them what they believe their purpose is, or what they want to accomplish as part of their role in this organization.
Right.
Nobody asks this question, right? It's like, what can we have from you? But in asking them about their purpose, we also inviting them to say, how can we help you fulfill your personal mission and vision along with your values?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, there's two things that come to my mind here. One is, wouldn't it be phenomenal if HR started asking questions that are out of the box?
Yes.
As opposed to, you know, what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? Those sorts of things.
Yeah.
Secondly, it would help the potential employee understand really if they want to be part of this organization, if they are a good fit, and it would doubly help the organization recognize whether they are a good fit. Because we all know that if you're not a good fit, somewhere down the line, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Right. So my question here is, yes. when you get to the individual legacy, helping the individual, the team is something different. But when you're helping the individual, what happens when that individual's purpose doesn't align with the organization's purpose or the team's purpose for that matter?
So I think, what you know, it could happen if somebody's early on in their career.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you might take a job because it's part of what you studied. Yes. Right? Like there is a good decision-making process behind it. But then when you're in it, the fit might not be okay. Or, you know, you thought you might like that, but you don't really like that and you'd rather do something else. So you're still learning. Mm-hmm. The pivoting and the reinventing will happen naturally if we continue to ask ourselves the question every day, right? Am I still living my legacy today in the things that I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
If you determine that you're not on the right path, then you need to figure that out sooner rather than later. My experience shows me that it's a very small percentage of people.
Good.
So I have seen, I had one woman in January. She took my purpose lab, which we have several times a year. And within 3 weeks, she quit her job and opened her own business. But I don't hear a lot of those kinds of stories. Mostly, we're just going through the motions. And frankly, we can find our purpose within our jobs, within our current teams, within our current organizations. We have to look. We have to verbalize what it is we want.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do that, the doors will open up.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, it could happen that you're not in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's good for you to figure that out sooner than later, and your organization will thank you for it in the end.
Absolutely. And you will thank yourself also.
Yes.
Yes. It's very encouraging to hear that it's happening, not as much as in other words, the disconnect is not happening as much. But at the same time, I think there's more need for that kind of thing in every corporation.
Yeah, absolutely. I worked with a group of 24 healthcare workers, and these are, you know, mid to advanced career levels who are helping in some way, shape, or form the healthcare system.
Yeah.
And when I asked them, we're going to create our living legacy, they looked to me like I was on another planet. They just didn't understand it. And a lot of them had a hard time with it. By the end of the program, though, they each had one. And they were empowered to bring this to their own or to their own teams, for their own actual teams to be creating individual living legacies and team living legacies. And it just reawakened why they became so passionate about healthcare.
Yeah.
And they didn't even think they might have this thing that guides them every day.
Mm-hmm.
They all just sort of woke up from the slumber.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes you away from all the things that bother you, right? There's so many things that bother us about our jobs and about life in general. And when we're purpose driven, we lose that.
We lose sight of that. Yeah.
Yeah. And well, it has really been an amazing journey for them. And I think that that's the majority. The majority of people just don't realize it. And once they determine it, it just re-engages them in their work.
And I think certainly in you talked about healthcare. It was very difficult for people today in healthcare with the overwhelm that they have and the overwork to be connected with that purpose.
Exactly.
On a day-to-day basis, on a minute-by-minute basis. So having somebody come in and remind you or help you remind yourself of the reason you went into it might very well be helpful. That's
okay.
Amazing. Yeah. So, Sonia, we've been talking about reinvention. We've used the word here and there. But I don't think this show would be complete if we didn't spend time talking about the whole realm of reinvention. You and I met taking a course with Dr. Nadia Jekshenbaeva, who's the queen of reinvention. And we both know, of course, that change is happening faster than ever and that we need to adapt if we're going to survive and thrive. And we also know that it's important to spread the word and the work of reinvention to the world. So I want to ask you, Sonia, what do we mean when we talk about reinvention and how is everything connected?
Well, for me, reinvention is, I think it encompasses a lot of the aspects that we've had in this conversation. But it really has three key elements for me. So one is to anticipate change, design change, and implement change. And I teach change management also. And in everything that I teach communication, I teach lots of different things. Mm-hmm. But in each one of these topics, there is a need for reinvention because we have to be better at anticipating changes that come our way.
Mm-hmm.
As individuals and as teams and as organizations. Organizations have always done these things really well. They look at trends, they look at markets, they plan ahead, they have different scenarios. Organizations have been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't been able to trickle that down effectively to individuals and teams. So how do we anticipate change? Based on what we learned today,
mm-hmm.
what are we going to design for today? And then how are we going to implement it today?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, when we look at strategic planning, we always think about 5-10 year plans. Those don't exist anymore. The rate of change is accelerating so quickly that if we waited 5 or 10 years, then whatever we're working on is no longer relevant. In fact, you know, in this post-pandemic, can we call it post-pandemic? In this post-pandemic world, things are changing like all the time. Things just change. And so if we're not comfortable with change, then it will definitely eat us alive. And I think that's helpful for career planning as well. Like I work with graduate students and they're still studying and they're like, you know, I want to find a job. And I'm like, that's great. But just remember, in 2 years, you'll have a different job altogether.
Correct.
Just enjoy today. Take the most out of today for yourself, for the people around you, and for the world today.
All right. So really talking reinvention is not so much about the future, but about what you do today that will affect the future.
That's it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. We've talked about a lot of things today, Sonia. You shared your program. You shared how you help others individually, teams, organizations. I'm curious, What's your living legacy?
So my living legacy has evolved, and my first statement was written in 2019, and it both terrified me and excited me. And of course, it was in service to others. Mm-hmm. And at that time, it was to ground 100 emerging leaders in purpose and prosperity. And then after a year,
let's say that again, to ground 100 leaders in purpose and prosperity. Okay.
And, you know, as a subset, to breathe life into their living legacies.
Okay.
And that was year one. So after year one, I tabulated the results and I had over 500 people. So I said, okay. So the 100 people terrified me. I thought, where am I going to find 100 people? But as I took my tiny little steps and I was in the moment and curious and all those things, things just started to happen. So when you're in flow, magically, the doors will open. Mm-hmm. Now aware of them, right? I have a vision and I'm putting it out there. A lot of people have a hard time putting themselves out there. So I put myself out there. This is what I'm doing. And people conspired to help me. It was awesome. So after my first year, I thought I need another one. So I changed the number and I went to 1,000. That didn't work because I exceeded that after my second year. So my official living legacy statement is 100,000 emerging leaders.
Wow, 100,000. I love it.
100,000 by 2025. And what I'm learning is that as participants go through the program and they understand what it means to go through this approach, they are now conspiring to bring me into their organizations because they want me to fulfill my living legacy.
Yes.
So it's quite wonderful.
You know, it's been my experience as well as a career coach when working with people who have discovered what it is that they want to do. As soon as they start talking about it, that's when the doors open.
You got it.
There is no such thing as coincidence.
No.
They really, seriously, doors do open as soon as you are aware of things and as soon as you start talking about them. So that's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. And then the number one impact of the program, the number one metric, if we can call it that, outcome is clarity. And that I also believe that once you're clear and you're focused, also things will work out. Things will open up. Things will appear for you that you haven't seen before that you never thought could be possible.
Absolutely.
And if you don't take that step forward, you won't see what's waiting for you beyond that.
So is that the message that you would like to leave our listeners with today? Or is there something else that you would like to tell them about what they can do to live a life of purpose?
Well, that's absolutely what it is. It's about taking the step. Yes. So, you know, if I take the step forward, if I go left, if I go right, I might even go backwards. But if I'm deliberate and these steps are aligned to my living legacy, then I can decide. I go left, I look around, and this is all from the book, right? So yes. I look around, I don't regret coming from where I came from, I can only see forward.
Yes.
And I explore, I enjoy the present moment, something we don't do, enjoy the present moment.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, while you're there for a while, you might see things that you hadn't seen before, and then you're like, I got to make another decision. Do I go left, right, forward, back? I don't know.
Yes.
And then, you know, again, the cycle repeats itself. And what happens is you live a fulfilled life on a daily basis in service to yourself and to others and the world.
Which is exactly what we talk about here, which it's about really finding a lifetime of purpose and satisfaction.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
For me, finding your purpose and living it in this lifetime, that's also in the present, in this lifetime and day to day, minute by minute, as you say, can bring peace and satisfaction. I find it's the ultimate kind of reinvention to constantly be in touch with yourself, with others, with the community, and even with the planet as a whole, right? In a continuous effort to do better and to be better, to live in a way that is unique to you. with your own vision, your own living legacy, as you would call it. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Sonia?
Well, this has been a lot of fun. The questions were amazing and helped me sort of express myself in ways that I hadn't in a long time. And I'm really thrilled to have been here with you today.
I've been thrilled to have you with us here today, Sonia. Your experience with this program and in general with organizations and with individuals is exactly, I think, what listeners want to hear. So I invite the listeners to explore Sonia's program. You'll get all the information here on this show. And if you'd like to contact me, you can go to my website at www.daniellesilverman.com, or you can go to reinventingyou.com and book an appointment for information or how to work with me to reinvent yourself. I believe that in today's world of ever constant evolution, the only career change that matters is when what you do matches who you are and what you believe. That's living a life of purpose. Thank you for listening to Reinventing You with me, your host, Danielle Silverman. Tune in on the second and fourth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and feel inspired and optimistic about your future. We only get one life, so embrace change and thrive with me. Find work that aligns best with your soul and what you enjoy. For more information, go to reinventingyou.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.